Snipers, you have to see what's happening to the Bitcoin price this Sunday as we are still following this ascending channel with this support maintaining itself so far. And we are currently testing this 50 period moving average on the 6 hour chart. But with Bitcoin just kind of consolidating here inside of this undecided range of 44,800 to 41,950, we're seeing altcoins like Cardano up over 9%. I'm going to be doing a Cardano analysis right after this video. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that altcoins right now, outside of Ethereum, are extremely bullish. And we know that because of the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart leading these altcoins further up, with Ethereum to Bitcoin showing strength at 77,000 Satoshis right now. Ethereum to US dollar price looking like it wants to come and test 3454. We get above 3454. Now we have the green light to potentially continue into price discovery, driving the total cryptocurrency market cap into new all-time highs. And that can all happen with the total market cap getting back above this 200-day moving average, sitting just close to where the price action is currently at. And so if we can just see that break above that 200-day, as you guys know, that's going to be the driving factor to see new highs here for the total market cap. A lot happening here with Bitcoin, still consolidating, not much happening. We go into the 15-minute chart. Let's look at what's happening into the volume. You can see here, we do have a lot of undecided sell and buy pressure. Nothing significant, no institutional type of volume here. We recently saw that 1 hour volume that came in here below 40,000 being institutional graded, and that has led Bitcoin to stay above that $41,950 level since we saw that institutional buy order. And so things are looking good. I think that as we talked about yesterday, we get back below 41,950. That would be a very big concern to see a potential downside scenario. But as long as we're above 41,950, we can assume that we've seen the short-term bottom for this move below 40,000 and that we could continue back further up, potentially even get to 50,000 US dollars if Bitcoin can cross back above 44,800. That would break all of the major resistance levels that we need to see that rescue operation to 50,000, and that would drive a lot of altcoins up further. I'm going to do a Cardano analysis in just a second, and so stay tuned here on the Snipers channel. But that is Bitcoin for you on a Sunday. Traditional markets are going to be opening up soon. We have a weekly candle as well about to close. Still extremely undecided here for Bitcoin. I would say that right now you can see it did form some new weekly lows compared to last week's candle, but the body of last week and this week's candle seem like it's going to get a close above 41,950. So having two weekly candles close above that major level is a very positive thing, very similar to when we closed above 34,788 back in May, and we were able to see price action back towards 40,000, even though we were just kind of sitting there below 40,000 for quite some time. Same deal right now, we're sitting below 45,000, but staying above 40,000. How long is it going to take until Bitcoin can make a move, get out of this range where it's extremely undecided between 41,950 and 44,800? Well, for those tuning into the Snipers channel, you'll know exactly when that happens. And with that, thank you all for tuning in today. Watch out for that Cardano analysis. And until next time, I'll see you guys next week. Snipers.